思想，然后遇到这些难处的时候，他们就知道怎么面对。
Therefore, that kind of analysis of the situation, and we are going to see it, particularly for example, when it comes to deal with the issue of abortion, we need to know a lot of medical knowledge before we make that kind of decision. That was such a thing.
所以在堕胎这件事，我们也需要在医学上有很多的知识来让我们做决定。
Therefore, we should not make that kind of dogmatic statement.
所以我们也不能够很决断的说什么。
Actually, there are many questions which medical personnel can help us answer some questions. And on that basis of this question, I'm going to raise that question tonight. On the basis of these questions, we Christians make appropriate decisions.
所以我们要借着医学上面的一些知识，然后基督徒来衡量，来做一个正确的决定。
Two more minutes. Anybody else?
还有两分钟。
Short one.And a lot of people, unfortunately, a lot of Christians have sometimes misconceptions about faith.His question is this. He said, well, for example, about smuggling the Bible behind the bamboo curtain, he said that, well, the way I just talked about almost looks like our decision should be influenced by the particular condition in the particular society. That means...then our faith is conditioned by the society. Not that. The reason why is our principle, the biblical principle is not changing. Okay? But what is different is when we apply that to the particular situation. You need to, in the application, we need to take the particular condition in the particular society into consideration when you apply biblical principle there. Just the kind of example I showed yesterday in book ofActs chapter 15 and 1 Corinthians 8 and 10. The principle is saying, okay, the principle is saying, yet when it applies to two different conditions, the precepts become different.
回到的就是说神的命令是不变的，不过在不同的光景当中，神给我们的命令就不一样，所以我们
就是那个应用不一样，那个原则一样，可是那应用就不一样。Therefore, the application would be influenced by the particular condition there, yes.
所以你应用的时候要跟当时的光景。
Let me use an example here, okay. My purpose is to help people understand the Bible. Now that's my purpose, never change.
我举个例子，我自己的目标就是要帮助人家了解圣经，这个原则永远不变。
That's my calling, that's my calling from God, that is my, well, if you like to call it professional.
这是神召我的这个工作，也是我的职业。
However, when I'm talking to you, and when I'm talking to my seminary students, I'm using different terminology.
但是当我跟你们讲话，跟神学院的学生讲话的时候，我用不同的名字。
Because when I talk with you here, I do my best to cut out many grammatical technical terms in Greek. I seldom use Greek here, right?
我跟你们讲话的时候很少用希腊文的那些名词。
Anytime I come up with Greek, I always explain that to you.
每次应用的时候我也要解释的。
But when I talk to my seminary students, I don't. I just say, explain to know, if you don't know, frankly. Next year, come back again.
那个神学院的学生，我就跟他用希腊的名词，他听不懂，我就把他放掉。
See, the question is, my responsibility from God is saying, never change.
我在神面前的责任是一样的，没有变。
But the application is different.
但是我应用的时候就不
同。Right. Over here, I avoid using technical terms.
在这里的时候，我很重视避免利用这些专门的名词。
Okay, in the case in the seminar classroom, I use technical terms. Communicate much better.
我在神学院的教室里面，我就用了专门的神学的名词。
Another example, my purpose in coming to Cincinnati this weekend is talk about Christian ethics.
我这个周末来到 Cincinnati 就是来讲到基督徒的道德的问题。
Up to about 10 days ago, I think, I was thinking about speaking in Chinese, or I start to prepare my transcription in Chinese.
在十天以前，我以为是要来用中文讲，所以我在写那个纸的时候是翻成中文。
I think about 10 days ago, brother Joe called me. We want to speak English. I said, good. So I started use English translation.
十天前，朱弟兄打电话说希望你用英文讲，所以我把它改用英文。
My purpose in coming here never changed.
但是我来到这里的目标并没有改变。
But because the situation changes, therefore my application changes. I don't speak Chinese here.I also like to English.
因为你们这里的情形的需要改变了，我就不用中文讲，但是我的目标还没有。
If I go to Taiwan to talk about New Testament ethics, I will not speak in English.
那我到
I speak in Chinese.
我到台湾去讲基督徒的道德，我就不用英文讲，我就用中文讲。
That is not because my purpose is influenced by the condition, but my purpose never changed, but the application changes.
他们当时的情形并不能够影响我的目标，而是我的目标不变，应用在不同的情景上。
Therefore, it has nothing to do with our faith or our basic Christian commitment, but rather it's talking about the application.
所以跟我们信心无关，只是我们怎么样的应用。
Are you trying to say?
时间到。
About time to eat lunch or something. Okay, let's pray.
从祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for this time we spend together.
所以我们为这样一同相聚的时间感谢你。
We pray that thou will continue to teach us how to think, how to evaluate, how to apply the biblical principle in our particular situations.
求主你教导我们，让我们知道如何的思想，如何的衡量，如何将你的原则用在我们的生活上。
Help us be faithful to you.
让我们真是成为一个信实的人。
At the same time, help us to be wise.
也教导我们能够有智慧。
So that we can really live a Christian life, which is pleasing to you.
让我们真是能够活出一个基督徒的生命，讨你的喜悦。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Oh, 我心中一颗灵魂。